Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. You know, I like group participation. I really don't want to think that I'm preaching to a bunch of dead people. How many of you have the blood of Jesus Christ? That means you're not dead. That means you're alive. And you've got something to praise God for.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, brethren, I believe we are living in a very critical time in God's plan. I think it's very critical, very crucial, and that there are things that are going to be changing very drastically in the realm of the world that we live in from now until the end of the year and into the
next
year. Because I see the Antichrist rising up in the earth. I see the spirit of Antichrist with the thought of global domination. And that spirit is not going to overlook you. It's going to mean change for your life. Change that you may not necessarily want or like. But the pressure of change is coming. Now the people in the Philippines have known trouble before. Maybe most of you do not remember it. Now, you may think that trouble is behind you. But the Bible tells us that there is yet a trouble coming on the earth that is greater than any trouble that the earth has ever seen before. Hallelujah! But it's not going to be like the trouble that was before. Because God has a plan. God has a plan. We were talking about that plan this morning. That plan is designated and for you to have the ability to rise up against that spirit of Antichrist. It is to give you an authority over that trouble. Come on. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that we are supposed to be more than conquerors.
I'm
the
other one.
I want to. How many of you here want trouble?
Is that
not wanting difficulty, not wanting weakness, does it stop it from coming?
No.
Well,
did you get it? Come on.
Well, tiene hijos en el que dan las que casamos, tiene hijos en el que dan las que caluya, o tiene que hijos que tengo algo que ni.
Does it stop it?
No.
Does it stop it? Now, when you're in trouble, what is it that you want? What is it that you want above any and every other thing? In trouble. What do you want? You want out of trouble. God has given you an authority to get out of trouble. Especially when it comes to me and
Genesis 1 and 2. Hallelujah. You know that the whole story of God is written
in the first five books of the Bible? Do you know that? The whole story of the first five books of the Bible. Do you know why they put in together 61?
71, whatever they are.
Huh? Do you know why he put them in there? Huh? Because we're too dumb to get the idea in the first five books.
Y para ti, sa paglubong upan kang Kristo sa iyang kamatayon.
How many of you have ever seen a dead man that's buried get up and walk again?
Pila man na nato din ngayon.
Has anybody here seen it?
Ang mayon na hilo na sa inyong bato sa inyong
Anybody see a dead man get up and walk? Well, I think we can just go to church and see a lot of them. They're supposed to be dead. They're supposed to be buried. And they're still acting like sinners.
Dili mahimo nga ilubong sa tubig sama sa kamatayan ni Kristo niya, mubakod niya, wala niya po'y kabuslanan.
And I'm not talking about the church out there.
Wow, so magisto sa simbahan niya sa upang.
I'm not talking about the church out there, brother Ed.
Wow, so magisto sa simbahan.
I'm talking about this church.
Ako magisto mayroon sa simbahan ni Diyan ni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's a bunch of like a bunch of dead men walking.
Wala sa mga diablo kita sa patay ng tama ng bakal.
We're living the same way. We got the same thing. We're still very possessive of what it is that we are and where we are and what it is that we want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Says he that is buried with him in baptism is what? Buried with him in death. You know, brother, we spent a lot of time on baptism today. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know why he spent a lot of time in baptism? You want to know why? Nobody says yes. They don't want to know why. It's because some of you need to be baptized! But you don't want to be baptized if you don't want to make a commitment. You were baptized, you got wet, you didn't make a commitment. He spent a lot of time on baptism. You know, sometimes I wonder how it is we just sit in our chairs. And still and be so unaffected by the word of God that is coming forth. My God, how hard is it, how hard hearted is it that we are? You know, I remember when I was a young man and I was wanting the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I wanted it. Now, they didn't have this word that you people are hearing. Do you hear it? This word of the kingdom and the position of the place of perfection was not a word that was being preached in my time when I was a young man. But God came into my life in such a real, real, real way. That I knew that I wanted all of Him that I could possibly get.
Hallelujah.
And they had a revival down at the Pentecostal church. And I was told about this thing called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when I went into the Word, I found that God wanted to give me this thing called the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, aron makagamo dili.
I thought that I only had 8 days to get it.
Akong giunahon na nga ano na lang ako wala ka atla aron ako kini makapos.
I didn't know it was going to come around here. I didn't know that it would come around again.
Wala ko kini malay kung bakit pa kini pagkunta.
It's that this is a baptism, Spirit, Holy Spirit baptism revival, and you have 8 days to get it.
Ako na muna-una na tunay, walo ka atlaw aron sa paghimo ni pasikom sa pagkapunta.
So do you know what I'm doing for 8 nights? Huh? I've been sitting in a chair in that city council church.
Ah, nabing ko na siya. O, siyan sa
and every night when they gave the altar call, I was the first one down there. I was the first one. I didn't wait. The major didn't hardly get it out of his mouth, and I was down the altar. Down on the altar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One day went by, no baptism. Two days go by, no baptism. 3 days go by, no baptism. Now I'm getting worried. I'm getting worried. 3 days are gone. I only got that many more days left. And I'm beginning to worry a little bit that God is not going to give me the fourth day comes and goes, no baptism. Fifth day comes and goes, no baptism. I had a crowd around me, they were praying for me, they were laying hands on me. They were giving me all kinds of instructions on what I was supposed to do.
Like
some of them were even hanging my mouth before I was
dead.
I was saying, say, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you.
Then the night before and the night before that, say?
Había nada más que su word.
Boy, that's something. Came down, he knelt down beside me.
Oña, y lo volvió a hacer, y
he put his arm around me.
Y acuérdense.
And he was just praying softly in tongues.
Oña, de campo de China.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank God for people who persevere in the Spirit. Inconceivable. confusion and anger and all the emotions that are human. It's the devil trying to divert you from God.
Okay,
I'm the one who's in control.
Apakah kita ambil ke kahun, kung gusto kita na mapunyakan, o kung gusto kita magpabunyak?
Can you imagine that?
Ibu panang di huna-huna.
God has given you the power over your eternal destiny.
Ang Diyos naghatag kanimo kagahom aron makaadto ka sa gusto nimo.
God has given you the power over your eternal destiny. Do you hear me?
O gikaw na ay nan.
You have the power.
Aron makaadto ka sa imong eternal destination.
You know what? God created us with a what? A will. Do you hear?
Gibuhat kita sa Dios nga adto na po'y pagbulutan.
Do you know that it was the will that was being struggled with?
Unya kini nga mao pagbulutan, mao kini ang naghatag kanamo.
Do you know? Jesus Christ.
Aron kita magka.
Was struggling with his own position of salvation, sanctification. Sin is is submitting to the temptation. Sin is submitting to the temptation. Hello? Do you hear me? You have to be trying. In a sense, there is no temptation that will come upon you. No temptation that will come upon you. That there is no way.
Usa ka buhang.
I don't want to be a fool.
Hindi ko gusto na mahinong matagaluan.
Do you want to be a fool?
Gusto ba kung mahinong tuwan?
Well, some of you don't want to be, maybe the rest of you do, right?
We'll put the nose on this side and those that said nothing on that side. And I'll preach to this side. I don't want to be a fool. I want to be shot in the spirit. It's not my brother that I want to smite. It's the spirit that hits me and the thing that is inside of me that I want to eradicate. I want to get it.
Work of God.
It is something you could not do for yourself.
What? Dios, lo mismo de la familia.
Hallelujah. I hope you all, you probably ate too much for lunch. Probably ate too much rice. It's when you
drink.
No man comes to the Father unless the Father draws him. Now, let me explain to you that wrong. Can I explain
to you?
Do you know that? Do you remember what it was that Jesus told Peter? Do you remember what the calling, the election that was given to Peter by virtue of God's commission? Do you know what it was?
Do
you remember? He said, come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Now, Brother Martin showed you the anchor. I'm going to give you another perspective of it.
I'm good.
God is. You can call God the great fisherman. Huh? You can call God the great fisherman.
Right?
If he's going to make Peter a fisherman, he has to be a fisherman to teach Peter to be a fisherman. So you have God right here in the Holy of Holies, right? And he got this big fishing pole. I'm standing in the Holy of Holies, and he's got his big fishing pole. Like this, you know? You go like this, right? Do you fish like this too? Do you fish like this?
Yeah.
And you just drop your hook in the water. All right, you got the fish.
Yeah.
And he comes back from it, and he comes forward, and the line goes way out here, and hooks. Hooks you. Come on, brother. Which of you got saved really because you really wanted to get saved? That's what you really wanted, and that's what you really went after. Well, let me tell you about mine. I was in trouble. Myself, I'm going to tell you about my salvation. I was in trouble. Big trouble. I was sliding into hell on a breeze rail. You know what a breeze rail is?
No.
It's like a pole that has grease on it, and you're sitting on it, and that was my setup. Well, let's just say this is hell, right?
Yes.
Look at it as a lake.
Yes.
And here I am down here, right?
Yes. dicen.
Hallelujah, I'm drowning in sin.
Todos se van a que se aman.
He throws his little hook out there with his little bobber, and it's got that little hook on the end.
Nah, my God, que me está que me empieza a ir para esto.
And it says, I can help.
Oh, la causa del mundo que no me está dando.
What am I going to do?
Nah, I'm not going to.
What am I going to do? I'm going to open my mouth and thank the Lord.
Oh, my mouth is going to be open.
I'm going to open my mouth and thank the Lord. The Bible says
that
it has that was 20 cubits. 20 cubits.
Nature.
And not only is he prophetic in nature,
sa panahon.
But the word that he gives us is also prophetic in the aspect of what it is to do to us in the future.
Kung dili lagi ang mga pulong, mawag kini ang mga pangitabo sa umaabot nga panahon.
So, what did it say? Now, also I should mention, the curtain that hung on the post and across that barred the opening was a curtain of fine linen.
Ini din tulo ka kung saan siya tulo ay ipang bisa yung mga kurtina.
And it was woven with scarlet thread. It was woven with blue thread. All interwoven with the fabric of the linen, the white linen.
So I mean, don't take it in a kurtin na mapagkatanawon.
And white is the white linen is indicative of righteousness. The red is indicative of the blood. The blue is indicative of sonship. The purple that was within there is indicative of a position of royalty. Hello? What the gate is prophesying is that you come with the nature of sin, and as you enter in through this gate, I have begun or initiated the process by which you shall be changed from the position of sin to be in a position of being the Son of God.
O kanihan na magulat na ikaw, kanihan na magsugun ang iyong pagkausap, gikan sa pagkamakasasala, ngatlo sa pagkahimong anak ka Diyos, o makabatong ka sa kaposisyon, ingon niya anak ka.
It is a prophetic word that God is speaking into your environment. God Himself is speaking that word into your environment.
O sa kaposisyon sa Diyos,
go into the story of Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel. What was it that the angel Gabriel said to Mary?
When
Mary said to the angel, how can this you know, we stand in virtually the same place. We look at this flesh. We see the badness of it. We know our weaknesses. We know our limitations. And when God begins to say, you are a son.
You say,
how can this thing
change?
How can I change?
I'm trying
to change over and over and over again, and I wind up right back in the same place.
Oh, my book in the
book. You ever say that?
Balik.
I say a lot. I say a lot. Of course, I'm probably weaker than you. I'm probably weaker than they are.
My book, but Louis said it not in you.
I really probably just trying to preach to myself. And God is telling me, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. is at my discretion.
Hago posesión.
Is that my
position?
My discretion. It's my decision. It's my choice. It's my will. Hallelujah. It's prophesied to me. You can and you will change. If you submit to the process of change. My God. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians. I wonder how you can come to church with no Bible. If you don't have a Bible, we should get you a Bible. Hallelujah. I was just someplace. I was just at a place ministering the Word of God, and everybody had a notebook. Everybody had a pen. And I was having trouble seeing their faces. Because they had their heads down and they were busy writing their notes. No notebooks, no Bibles.
Why notebooks?
I know. You probably have your Bible at home. And you put it under your pillow. And you put your head down on it. During the night, you absorb it. That's what we call sleeping on the Word. You know, brethren, you need to be hungry for God. You need to be hungry for God. What you need maybe is more tribulation. First of all, chapter 5. And I admonish you to go home and read all of chapter 5.
Oh, bakong yung pagbabasahan ang tibuok na kapitulo sa 5 sa
Thessalonians. It's very pertinent to what we have been discussing this morning. I don't know how many of you put Brother Martin's drawing down on a piece of paper. But if we had an entrepreneur here, and if he did it, he could probably make copies and sell it.
Okay,
but you know, brethren, God loves you so much. That he sent us many, many, many miles. I traveled for 25, maybe 26 hours. And you know, when I travel in a plane, I don't sleep. If it's a car, I can go right to sleep whether I'm driving or riding. In a plane, I can't God loves you. God wants you in a particular place. God wants you for a particular purpose. And He sent all of us. Not that we're anything special, believe you me. It's not that we're special, it's just that we were willing. Hello?
Looking at certain words in that verse.
Pagitawan niya ang mga pulong niya na ng mga versikulo.
Now, I do not know how it's translated in your Bible.
Maraming magbalot yun sa pag hubad din sa atong Biblia.
But what it is meaning is in total, absolute perfection that we are to be positioned with God. Total, absolute perfection.
The more we can see in program, the book of the
Hallelujah. That is what God says that you and I need to have, and that is the position or the place that we need to be in.
Now, I come back to inangan ako sa kaposisyon na kita ikinangan na may takot kayo si Adriana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It would be impossible if it were not for the fact that God gave us the ability in the position or the place of His blood.
O mo ka na nga kita o ang Diyos mo kinanghatag ka na sa kabilidad alam kita magkapatulong posisyon si Adriana sa iyan mo.
Turn with me to Genesis.
Ato na po sa libro sa Genesis.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26. If you were to take the two and the six and add them together, you would get to number 8. Number 8?
No. Versículo 8.
You took the number 2 steps. And you added them together. 6 and 2, you would get 8.
Kung imumiyak ka ng mga lungkot tayo, may mo kailangan gusto.
And 8 is the number of new beginnings.
O kailangan gusto mo ng mero, nagisgut ka na sa bagong pagsugod.
So let us read what God is saying about our new beginnings.
O usapasan na ito ang gisgutan din na sa bagong pagsugod.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon thee.
O bigo ng Diyos, kuha po nato ang tao, sumala sa atong nagway, ikaw ang nakasama nato, o magabuot sila sa mga isla sa dagat, o sa mga langgam sa kalangitan, o sa mga kahayupan, o sa sibuok ngayon ka, kung Satanan ay nagkamang si Papaw sa iyo na.
Did you hear that?
Nabati ba na ito?
Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that God has changed in His mind?
Nagulahuna, pagkitan ang Diyos ay ang Diyosap ang iyan huna-huna.
Do you think God has changed His mind? Do you think that what He wanted for Adam, He wants in between and He wants at the end? Have He changed His mind? Then there is the opportunity, there is a door that God is offering to you and I. With regards to the commission that He commissioned Adam with in the very beginning. Hello?
Hello?
It is not that God wants to save your soul. That you can take off like a rocket and go to heaven. Hello? It is not that God wants you to take off like a rocket and go to heaven.
What does it
mean? Your meaning. We
will be the ones according to our will.
You will be in control.
Yes, yeah. Nana to pagkontrola.
You're going to be boss.
Kita mo ay kagano'n. Kita mag-good. Amen.
Hallelujah. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them.
Pagkibuhan sa Diyos ang tao sa iyong kagalingong nagway, sa gagawin sa Diyos, kibuhan siya sila. Lalaki o babae, iyan kibuhan sila.
Hallelujah. Now listen to what God did. This is verse 28. And God blessed them.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, ipanalanginan sila sa Diyos.
Did you hear?
Amen.
God blessed them.
At upang nalaki, ang Diyos nagpanalangin kanina.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I can come up to you and say, oh, God bless you, brother. God bless you. I can say, God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Okay, no,
but when God it's not God's will, God bless you, brother. God imparts a spirit of God come out of God.
No, but imagine that the Dios haya mi espíritu.
Number of
penitentiary.
No, perfection. serving several verses in you here. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. How many of you got the Holy Ghost? Huh? Let me see your hand. If you got the Holy Ghost, raise your hand. If you don't have the Holy Ghost,
it's a prayer for the Santo.
All right. Then you need to listen to this because this pertains to you. It says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the sons of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren.
Go ahead and read those verses. Ang manunod na ito baka niya pagkonsara ni Kao sa Espiritu Santo o pagkalanduman ni Kao sa kahon sa labing halangdon kamot hindi ang bata na matawang pagkanyandan na balaan ang anak sa Diyos. O tanawa ang imong pariente na si Elizabeth bisan sa iyong kabulamon nagasam ko na sabi ko sa kabata ng lalaki o kinikaroon mo na ikaroon ng kabulan ka niya nag-iingong at huli.
You're down to verse 37, right? Yeah. All right, verse 37. Very short. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Now, I want to, that verse is a verse taken out of the Old Testament. And rephrase. I want you to turn with me over to Isaiah 55. And I want you to see exactly what it was that the angel was saying to Mary. You know, the Bible always interprets itself. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the field whereto I have sent it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Na magagula, ikan sa akong baba, kini, dili kubalik ka na akong mawalay kapuslanan, kung dili na kini magatuman sa akong ikahimugan, o kini magapauswa sa butang, na tungod niya na kini akong ipadala.
Isaiah 46, 45. Hallelujah. We're talking about the fact of what it was that God did when God blessed Adam and gave him the commission. The commission by which is ours through Christ. We're talking about the blessing that God gave to Adam.
Okay, it's good to be my command sa pagpanalangin na liyatan sa Diyos. Let's talk on.
And the commission that was given him concerning the fulfillment. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else.
For
I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, I have righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed.
Hallelujah. Ako na nung pa ang pulong ni Gula sa akong bata sa pagkamatarong o diri na mubali aron ka na ang tanan mga tuhod mga piko ang tanan mga sila manang kanumpa sa giro pa lamang ginayon kini na itumod ka na ako ana ang pagkamatarong ang tugas ko bisan kaniya ang mga tao manuhol o silang tanan na nangasila bago kaniya pagpapakaulawan.
And it is God's will for what is desired that what he has begun that we should participate with him
God
bless you.